This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in Ukraine said Thursday Russian armed forces used Iranian-made kamikaze drones and missiles to attack the Kyiv and Odessa regions. A strike was carried out near a small city located 50 kilometers west of Kyiv and destroyed critical infrastructure. Reports from the southern city of Mykolaiv said missile strikes there destroyed an entire apartment building. From his Telegram social media account, Mykolaiv's mayor, Alexander Senkevich, said the city was massively shelled and later added emergency workers retrieved two dead bodies from the rubble of the building. Ukraine's armed forces general staff said in the past 24 hours, Russian missiles hit more than 40 settlements, while Ukraine's air force carried out 32 strikes on 25 Russian targets. Meanwhile, Russian officials Thursday were claiming Ukrainian forces have shelled a western region inside Russia near the border with Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Local authorities said Ukrainian attacks have damaged a residential building in the western Russian city of Belgorod. The governor of the Belgorod region also said an unexploded projectile landed on a school sports ground. Vyacheslav Gladkov said a nearby village was also shelled, but there were no injuries. The reports of shelling within Russia led the speaker of Russia's lower house of parliament to threaten an even tougher response to what he calls Ukrainian terror attacks. I'm Karen Shamas.
NATO defense ministers met for a second day in Brussels Thursday with aid for Ukraine high on the agenda. NATO allies, led by the United States, sought an increase in Ukraine military aid with advanced weapons and munitions to allow the country to defend itself against Russian aerial attacks. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, also attended that meeting and reiterated EU's unquestioned support for Ukraine. This is VOA News. The U.S. House Committee, January 6th committee, plans to unveil surprising details at its next public hearing, due to start within the hour, about the 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol. The session Thursday is likely to be the last public hearing before midterm elections next month. The panel is expected to include new evidence from the U.S. Secret Service about its actions with former U.S. President Donald Trump on that day. Millions of Social Security recipients in the U.S. will see a significant increase in their benefits in 2023. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Social Security recipients should see their largest cost of living increase in decades starting in January. Social Security cost of living adjustments, known as COLA, are based on one of the government's inflation measures, and next year's will be substantial. Based on current high inflation, the increase announced Thursday for some 65 million people could be as much as 9%, the biggest COLA boost in some 40 years. In the past 20-plus years, the annual increases averaged just over 2%. The increase will put more cash into the hands of people who, for the most part, really need it, while having a much smaller impact on the economy than stimulus spending, supply chain issues, and higher energy costs. I'm Tim McGuire.
A new UN report finds half of all countries globally lack early warning systems that could save lives by alerting communities of impending disasters, including typhoons, droughts, and heat waves. The joint report is being issued by the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction and the World Meteorological Organization. Among other issues, the report predicts 560 disasters will take place annually by the year 2030. It warns the number of droughts will increase by 30% and the number of scorching heat waves will triple by that year. Inflation in the United States accelerated in September, with the cost of housing and other necessities intensifying pressure on U.S. households, wiping out pay gains that may have been received and ensuring that the Federal Reserve will keep raising interest rates aggressively to try to slow it. The government reported Thursday consumer prices rose 8.2% in September compared with a year ago. On a month-to-month basis, prices increased 0.4% from August to September after having slowed to 0.1% from July to August. Members of the band Queen Thursday released a long-lost song featuring late lead singer Freddie Mercury. The song, Face It Alone, was one of 30 tracks originally recorded in 1988 for the band's album The Miracle, who was not included on that album at the time. The single will be the first new song featuring Mercury released in over 8 years. Mercury, whose real name was Farrokh Bulsara, died in 1991 from age-related illness at the age of 45. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.